Okay.
You ready to go?
We are in studio for the first time in 8 days. The reason why I know that is because people keep reminding me how long it's been.
Oh, well, at least we're missed.
I like to be missed.
It's good to know we're missed.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. It's been very busy. But no, it hasn't been busy.
It hasn't been busy?
I mean, we have been busy, yes, but see, that's not why we didn't record.
No?
Not it's really.
It's why I haven't recorded.
Oh, okay. Because well, last week we didn't record because we were irritated at each other. So we didn't
that
record.
That was like one day.
That was a couple days.
Was it? Mm-hmm. So you were irritated with me for 2 days. I was only irritated with you for one.
Yeah, I wasn't going to record with you on Wednesday.
I don't even remember what it was about now.
I don't either, as a matter of fact.
But one night I worked till 9:30.
Oh, but then you worked late all the rest of the days and we couldn't. You weren't here.
I was exhausted last week. It's like there was always something going on. Anyway.
So anyway, we're here. We're back. And we're going to do Groove Shark. You going to start the show so we can do Groove Shark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have to play music to play music?
Well, kind of.
Well, I was so busy getting the music ready, I didn't get the music ready.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Groovelongsgrooves.com is better than pie.
Everybody, well, thanks for joining us today on the Two Blind Squirrels. We're going to play our overplay
fancy sound effect.
Yeah, we're going to. Look, I do this in two. See, it's really. I had to hit the button.
It's high tech.
I had to hit the button on the super mixer for that. Wow. We're going to play. We're going to begin. Right, because this is going to take several shows to get through, our overplayed and sleepers category for Groove Shark. It's not too late to get them in if you want to get yours in. But the cutoff will be soon because we got to move on. The next category, if you've already sent in these and you want to get working on your next one, is going to be creepy songs or songs that creep you out. They don't necessarily be creepy songs. I'm not looking for the monster mash here.
Like Thriller or something.
No, yeah. I'm talking about songs that creep you out. They can be very innocent, like, you know, Take Me On by A-ha. You know, it just creeps me out, you know. So, whatever. Songs that creep you out, especially if they're not creepy songs. That's the ones that are the most interesting. It's like, you know, this, and then you listen to them in a different way and go, oh, yeah, it is kind of creepy. Mm-hmm. Nights in White Satin. That's a creepy song. Anyway, so let's move on and let's get to overplays and sleepers. Sleepers.
All right. What are we going to do first?
We're going to do Faith's sleepers.
Oh, because well, I
have
sleepers.
Them. Yeah, I have them queued up.
All so right.
I don't want to screw anything up here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was a bad word. Hey, you know what else? No, I'm going to save that. Okay, here we go. So this is her first one here. This is songs that I love that no one else has ever heard. That's what she called him, Faith.
It's getting colder in this ditch where I lie. I'm feeling older and I'm wondering why. Well, I heard they told her it was still a live or die.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't know her, but I knew I should lie.
I thought my mic was off. That song rocks. Now, some people may have actually heard this song. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, old song.
Did they release it?
I don't think so.
Okay, well.
I don't think it was ever released.
That is from the most underrated band ever in the history of bands.
You really?
This band is the most underrated of all of them.
All right.
And it's because of their first hit, Oombop.
Well, yes, yeah.
This is Hanson, and this was their sophomore, I don't know, I think it was their third album. This Time Around.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a great album. There were four or five songs on there mm-hmm. That were just great that are still on my playlist.
Mm-hmm. They're good.
On my iPod. And that's a great song. Good pick.
Thank you.
The next pick by Faith is one I guarantee you've never heard.
Yes, I guarantee it.
And it is a sentimental pick, as on top of that. And it is also pod safe. So it is Rob Gonzalez. And it's from the album called Rush from Your Touch. And we saw him in a little room in Wisconsin.
On the banks of the Mississippi. Piano bar. Lounge. Whatever.
Well, yeah, it wasn't even a bar.
So it was a restaurant lounge. It was a restaurant lounge. Hotel restaurant lounge.
He was playing New Year's Eve.
She moved to Boston for college and a big city life. And as her plane rolled down the runway, her parents watched and cried. Now it's 8 years later, East Coast she's remained. In the traffic or on the subway, she's lost either way. In a one-room apartment with barely space to breathe, she thinks about her family and those pastures of green. And she is missing Wisconsin. She is missing her best friend with tears in her eyes. She is missing Wisconsin.
And we listened to this with Faith's best friend that she had growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat in that piano bar and listened to him, and they cried. And me and Faith, and then me and Faith would dance. And he was a great piano player. I mean, he just
remembers fishing with her daddy up at the cottage on the lake, sunlight dancing on the water in a magnificent wave. And every summer in Door County brought a smile to her face, like that first innocent kiss with a boy from Whitefish Bay. There was a night they swam together under the pale August moon. She could have sworn she heard the angels in a North Bay cricket's tune. She is missing Wisconsin. She is missing her best friend with tears in her eyes.
And by the time the night was over, I think it was just like the four of us and him. And he took a lot of time to spend and just talked with us. And he was really super nice. And he was going to California, I believe, or mm-hmm. New York, to open for Billy Joel.
So, yeah, I think so.
And well, he had a record deal, but he was just on his way, and this was like a final favor for the guy who owned the building.
He was a friend of the family.
Right, to play New Year's Eve there. So anyway, he is available on iTunes. If you want to check him out, it's Rob Gonzalez, and the album is Rush from Your Touch. The song that we're playing now is Missing Wisconsin, but they're all great. Don't you think they're all great? Mm-hmm.
Be the one to ride that train back home to all her friends. And she is missing Wisconsin.
Bass fighting off a tear right now.
And I am not.
You are too, I can tell.
No, it's because it's not, it's funny because when I first, because it reminds me of when I first moved away.
Oh.
And how it was when I first left and mm-hmm. driving away and my parents standing there and going off to a place I'd never been. I mean, I hadn't, on my own, right. I had been here, but anyway, and missing my friends and just getting here and getting to college and calling my parents and come home. My dad saying, it's going to be fine. You're going to be fine. You just, we're going to pray and you're going to be fine. I'm not going to be fine. I don't know anyone.
All right. Now we'll get to the overplays. Now on the, let's see, where is your overplay list? I just had it. There it is. Now, these are songs that Faith would have liked if she hadn't heard them a gazillion times.
Well, except for the last one.
Okay, well, I don't...
I guess I liked it the first time until you made fun of it, and then I didn't like it anymore.
You're breaking the rules.
I'm sorry. Okay.
All right, let's play all. There we go.
There's nothing.
And there's
That's
nothing.
An interesting song
and
right
there's
there.
Dead air. Come on now.
That was nothing.
Come on now.
It's not playing.
Cooperate with me. Come up. Cooperate.
What's wrong with it?
It's not cooperating. Well, let's try the next song.
Okay.
We'll come back to that one.
And that wasn't playing either?
Yeah.
This isn't working very well.
It's Flash. What do you expect? Steve Jobs is right. Flash sucks.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's his reasoning for not putting it on any of his products. And I am playing it on a Mac, so.
But there's still nothing.
Hold on.
These have worked before.
I know. Maybe. Let's see. Oh!
Holy cow.
Oh, my goodness. That scared us. Sorry.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I?
This video was... Talk about songs that creep you out.
Yeah.
This would have to go
the
on my
video,
list.
Well, the video...
That's true.
...creeps me out. But not... The song doesn't creep me out.
It's a little
the
creepy.
Song about does me in.
She's looking.
I can't. I can't.
I understand why this is on your list, because it is pleasing in the ears with headphones on, because it's got the thing back and forth. But it just played the dog out of
they
it.
They still play it too much. Still.
Still.
25 years later, still play it too much.
Still play the dog out of it.
Mm.
And your others are good ones, but they will not play.
Well, we give them a minute. They won't play at all?
It just does goes. It makes this little circle-y thingy.
Oh, that's what it did to me. I think
Here we go.
Oh, there.
It's another one you have. I'm sorry, this song was never good.
Well, the first time I liked it. And then Brad made fun of it. And it was never good ever again, because then I realized how stupid it was. Because he went near, far, up, down, back, forth. He had a way of ruining it.
Sorry.
That's enough.
It's a little too... Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little too...
Balladish. But it was the Titanic theme song.
Oh.
I'm the king of the world!
Went and saw that movie with me and Faith first started dating. We weren't even dating yet, really. And,
yeah, we were.
Oh, man, that was horrible.
Oh, my.
It was like 10 hours long, and I had to pee really bad.
No, and the water doesn't help.
Well, and the most exciting part of the movie is, you know, at the end, when you're like, well, okay, I need to get up again. Oh, I can't go now.
They're all drowning.
People are dying. All these people that I hate are starting to die. This is great. I can't miss it. Okay, well, I'll just have to give you the other two songs.
And why won't they play? You have to push them and let them give them a chance.
I'm giving them a chance, baby. I'm giving them a chance. Let's see if I might actually have one of these.
Oh, really?
Believe it or not.
You have it in your playlist?
I have some of him. I don't think I have that song, though.
Because it's obnoxious. You know, and they still play it on the local station. It's in their rotation.
Is this it? No, that's a different one.
No, that's not it.
Yeah.
How come when you play it, it doesn't work?
It's Cat Stevens. I don't know. It's Cat Stevens, and it's Cat in the Cradle.
There it goes. Mine's playing.
It's a live version. It's a different one. A different version.
So, it's still the song that's obnoxious.
Well, I can pick a different version.
Okay, we'll try that. It's the one that was on here that played. No. Yeah, I just played the one that was on there.
Oh, okay.
I clicked it, and that's the one that came up. I promise. I didn't do anything different.
All right, I believe you. It's not playing on my machine. Cats in the Cradle.
Everybody sing along.
Ugly Kid Joe? No.
Cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon. There you go.
There we go. If you want something done right, just do it yourself.
My child arrived just the other day. Came to the world in the usual way. But there are planes to catch and bills to pay.
The second, who is this singing? This isn't him.
I don't know. It says Cat Stevens, but that's not him.
Is this like the rock version?
Yeah, this must be what's. This must be Ugly Kid Joe.
Ugh.
I don't know. It's horrible anyway. Horrible. No matter who sings it, it's bad.
And it's not only bad because it just was overplayed. I mean, it's a very sentimental song. What is it?
This is your other one.
Oh.
I got another version of it.
Well, I was born, nothing is promised. This isn't it.
This isn't it.
It says it is. Song? You're not doing very well.
Well, I can't help it if they don't.
That's not the song.
I can't help it if they don't label it correctly.
That's the Fugees.
Well, yeah, it's killing me softly by the Fugees.
That's not it either.
No. This is Alicia Keys.
I like Alicia Keys.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's Killing Me Softly by the Fugees, uh-huh. Which refuses to play. We're not getting very good cooperation tonight from Groove Shark.
Uh-oh.
So, I don't
know. Not a good show that makes.
Not a good show that makes.
Uh-uh.
Let's see here. Let's try this one.
Oh, you're going to try another one?
Yep. Not giving up. They're going to suffer through with us.
All right. There you go.
We're all in this together, people.
Singing my life with his words.
I didn't like this song.
Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words. Killing me softly.
Yo. This is the part I hate.
This is Rock Cleft Refuge.
Yo, I like to play with my yo-yo. That was bad. Okay, so now moving on to my list.
Okay, which hopefully will work better.
Well, I had a tough time because I've played a lot of songs.
Yeah, well, that's why I only had two, because we played, I've never seen Blue like that. We've played Starlight Serenade. We played, you know.
Right. So I've played a lot of songs that y'all guys have never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of get off on playing songs you guys have never heard before. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of at a loss. And I didn't want to replay any of my favorite, because all my really favorite songs that nobody's ever heard of, I've already played for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like Max Stalling, right. Robert Earl Keane, that kind of thing. So I picked some more. These aren't necessarily my favorite ones, but there's some more. And I tried to pick, you'll see. Like the first one is just like super obscure. And it's Rachel Cantu. And I found her on mp3.com, I don't know, in like 2000, back when mp3.com existed. And I sent her an email, like a little fan email, saying, hey, really loved your music. She was only like two songs out there. I said, do you have a CD? Yeah, I could buy our website or something, because I couldn't find her anywhere. And she wrote me back. And she said, I have an EP. If you send me your address, I'll send it to you. So she sent me for free. And it was, I still have it.
Yes.
Up there somewhere.
Didn't she sign it?
She signed it. Not only did she sign it, she made it. I mean, it's like
it
crap.
Was. A, it
like
was a, she made it. Yeah, she it burned like, it.
She burned it, and it
put
was
put the sticker on it.
And it had a, you know, it's like a, what do you call that? Scrapbooking
kind of
thing
yeah.
going on. It was really cool. So I figured one day it'd be worth money, but she never got famous. So. I think if she was going to hit, she would have hit by now.
Yeah.
And this is sort of a drawn out song. but I thought I'd just give you a little taste of her. She's got a beautiful voice. I was kind of into Sarah then. Sarah
yes,
McLaughlin.
It was. Yeah, this kind of went with that same time period. It's just pretty strong.
It's called One Last Song. Here's another one that's a little faster.
What's that smile? It won't stay for a while. Push the buttons one by one until it becomes another one. And we'll know who you are before we're done. And we'll know who you are before we...
So that is Rachel Cantu. And she's never been to Texas, as far as I know. Neither has Jonathan Brooke. Jonathan Brooke is awesome, too, but I didn't pick her. So my next pick for songs that you've never heard before is a song that you've heard before.
In fact, alrighty.
All of you have heard it before because I played it today at the beginning of the song, at the beginning of the show. But you never get to hear, like,
the rest of the song.
And you never get to hear who it is or whatever. It's called Catch My Disease. It's by Ben Lee. And it's from Awake is the New Sleep. That's the name of the album. It's also available on iTunes. Rachel Cantu, good luck. You'll write her a letter. Ask her for a CD.
My head is a box filled with nothing.
If you would like some Rachel Cantu, you can send me an email. And she said I could share them with anybody. So.
My God, it's a secret.
I'm glad to share them with you.
And that's the way I like it. And that's the way I like it. Your body's a dream that turns violent. And that's the way I like it. And that's the way I like it. The winter is long in the city. And that's the way I like it. So
I found Ben Lee on the old Napster. Napster is where I found Ben Lee, and fell in love with him. So I went out and bought it. So you know, piracy costs all these people a lot of money, right? But anyway, I got a couple of songs by him off Napster, and went out and bought a CD. Piracy just sucks.
And that's the way I like it. So please, baby, please.
Okay, so I thought I would, since you kind of, everybody sort of heard the beginning of it, I thought I would play the breakdown for you.
They play Sleepy Jackson on the radio. And that's the way I like it. And that's the way I like it. I hear Beyonce on the radio. That's the way I like it, cause that's the way I like it. They don't play me on the radio, but that's the way I like it. So please, baby, please, open your heart, catch my disease. So
all right, so there you have this. Ben Lee, Catch My Disease. All right, and for my last pick, I picked a sort of a middle-of-the-road, you might have heard of this person kind of person, and that is Live As You Dream.
It's a good song.
By Beth Orton, and it's from the album Trailer Park.
I thought about this one and Mozella too, but then I thought, well, we played those.
We kind of played Mozella.
It's hard. We played everything.
Is there something you want to do? You'll know when you've seen it through. Yeah, we live as we dream alone. But I
Oh, sorry. Okay. So that's Beth Orton. Great album. The whole album's good. Trailer Park. You can find it on iTunes. Okay. Now for the fun songs. Yes, that's right.
The songs that were overplayed. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
If I could find them.
Alrighty.
No, not Dave's soundtrack. Here we go.
Oh, everything that Dave says is overplayed?
Now, I stuck with overplayed, but good.
Oh, okay.
And since I didn't want to step on anybody else's toes, and I thought I'd leave it open for everybody, I kind of tried to pick three songs from one genre that I didn't think anybody else would pick.
Okay.
Now, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. We'll see. We'll wait.
How are you going to step on anybody else's toes? Well, everybody likes different things.
Okay. But I just thought I'd leave it open for everybody. I didn't want to take anybody else's song.
Okay.
And so I picked three songs from one genre.
All right.
Songs that are good, but I can't stand them.
Okay.
I just can't. I can't take it. I like want to just throw things at the stage.
But you know they're a good song.
And it's inappropriate to throw things during these songs.
Yeah.
It's inappropriate to even be miffed at them because they're so, because you're just like, you can't argue with the words or anything.
I'm gonna fast forward a little bit. Really? We're going to do Breathe?
I breathe.
When we sing this song in church back when they first started singing it 100 years ago, mm-hmm. my girlfriend was still living here at the time, and she would always sit by us, and she would turn around and go, "This is my
because we sang it every week.
Oh, we're singing this song again? Really?
Every week.
It's terrible because it's a great song.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
And it's like you don't want to begrudge singing the song because it's like you're supposed to be worshiping,
yeah.
but you're so sick of singing the song. That's why in heaven there's only holy, holy, holy. That's all you're allowed to sing. That way nobody gets sick of it.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and there's also other things, but we won't get into that about this song.
Well, yeah, I don't want to get into
people who
else.
Sang it and no, all that. We're not going to get into all that because that doesn't matter.
I'm not going to get into that because it doesn't
matter. The circumstances help.
Oh, don't do that to me. Come on. Oh, come
now
on.
Now what? Did you notice how he played Michael W. Smith's version? You notice how that happened to be his version?
Well, it's like the standard version, so.
Love to sing your praises.
Why are these all worship songs?
I told you I was going to pick one genre.
I lift your name on high.
Lord, this is I old.
Sing your praises.
What's this, Maranatha? Is this Maranatha?
So glad you're in.
Doesn't
this
say.
Is old.
It just says praise and worship.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show.
Side language.
You have to know the movements, you know. You have to do the movement, the hand movements with it.
Oh man.
Again, one of these songs you feel bad for hating. I don't hate who the song's about. I just hate the song.
Again, because we sang it a million times.
Exactly.
That's why.
Oh, I gotta get this last one to play.
Again, same circumstances as that song. And please let it be the last one.
This is
did
the
you pick
one?
The last one that needs to be in this list?
Yes, I did. I think I did. I did for me, anyway.
Yeah, you did. This, too. Same thing. What version is this?
I don't know. It's the only one I can get to play. Shine,
this
Jesus
is even more annoying
shine.
Than the regular one.
I was trying to get the Rich Mullins one to play, but it wouldn't play.
See, and I liked see back when the song came out, mm-hmm. like in 1990.
Yeah, Rich Mullins.
Or 90, when did he die? 92, whenever, right, the last album, wasn't it?
This is a horrible version of the song.
They were still singing it here when we moved here. There's lots of other songs that have come out.
We sang these three songs every week. We sang one of those songs every week, no lie. For five
Jennifer,
years.
Jennifer and I have a nice connection with this song. And
this is when we were threatening to leave the church, just because of that. I can't take it anymore!
I didn't even think to even go there.
And you
are a brave soul.
I know, but it's I can't, because you have this tendency to do the thing from the Grinch that stole Christmas when they're all sitting there at the very end,
and
they're all around the tree,
and you go,
and you just want to do that silly shine, Jesus shine,
and you know?
you just want to make fun of it, and you're not supposed to make fun of it. And you're in church. You're supposed to be reverent and worshipful. And you don't feel reverent and worshipful because you hate the song. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, boy. I hope Gracie doesn't listen to this song.
You mean this show?
Yeah, this show.
Well, let's see what some other people said. We got time to do somebody else's, don't we?
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, my goodness. We drug that out forever. It seems like for an eternity to me.
All right. Fine. We'll wait till tomorrow. But I'm not promising, but I am going to try to record another show for tomorrow for these songs. So tomorrow is Skeeter, or today when you're listening to this.
Oh, my goodness. Tomorrow is Helen's birthday.
That's right.
Okay.
She's going to be at school.
Well, but. Are you going to be here?
Yes.
Oh, you're staying home tomorrow?
Yes, I'm going to work from home tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
So we'll have some time, a little time before we
go. Okay, good.
Right?
Yeah.
Can we do this? Okay. Mm-hmm. So we will play some of your
songs.
It'll be a
tribute to Helen. Helen Marie S. McFadden was born 9 years ago tomorrow.
We have to have the 9-year-old talk.
Next year it's double digits, Daddy-O.
Nope, not going there. 1 year at a time. The Lord has only equipped me for 9.
Only 9.
Yes, he has not equipped me for 10. Me and Sam were talking about that earlier because he went to this wedding this weekend. And the groom's family was not quite, well, let's just say they weren't as spiritual as the bride's family.
Okay.
Yes. Several of them were drunk before they got there
for
the wedding. Yes. And I said, "Were there any attaboys during the commencement?" He said, "No, but that would have been something to expect out of that group."
Where was the reception?
It was all at a different church because there was too many people, so they had to have it at a different church. But the wedding was put on by her and her family. The reception was put on by him and his family.
Oh boy!
It was open bar, open bar. So, which I don't know. I got mixed feelings about, but there were kids there. You know, Sam's kids were there and everything. It's just like, this is not good. And that side of the family is full of divorce and tattoos and piercings. And he's just like, we got to go. So anyway, so he says he was – Jennifer, his wife, was 14 when he met her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, they didn't start dating then.
Right. He had to wait till she was 16.
She had to wait. Yeah, exactly. But he has a daughter who is 16, who could be, right now meeting the future, the future mister.
Uh-huh.
And he's like,
No.
Not at this wedding. Everybody out. No, don't speak to anybody on the way out. So.
Oh, funny.
So, anyway. I told Sam, I'm not prepared for that. There's a lot that's got to happen. The Lord's got to do with in my life between now and then for me to be prepared for that moment.
Yes.
Because it's just not even in the realm of possibility for me.
So, oh, boy.
Anyway, but I have confidence that he will prepare both me and Helen for that day.
He has prepared us. And the shotgun.
I have the shotgun.
He does.
I've already started collecting the weapons.
Yes, they're already ready.
So I have a .22 right here behind me, just in case. Right there behind the curtain, baby. All right, so that's it, guys.
Okay.
I've enjoyed it. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for hanging in there while we had some rough patches there.
What rough patch?
The little rough patch with the music.
I thought you were referring to back to our relationship.
No, with that.
It was a rough patch?
We had an argument that lasted a couple days.
I don't even remember the argument.
It was about school. It was about the whole school situation.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. It was about homeschooling and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. And me and Faith Me and Faith did not see eye to eye on that.
No.
No. But we've been praying, and we, you know, we're over the Yeah, I don't think we have a solution.
Still don't see eye to eye. I have no solution, however.
No. It's not that we don't see eye to eye anymore. I mean, because we do now.
Yeah.
It's just that we still don't have an answer.
Right. There's no answer.
Because there's not. But at least we're on the same page.
Yes, that's true.
We were not on the same page.
No, no.
Last week.
No, we were not.
All right. Well, that's about it, I guess.
Okay. Vas con Dios.
Yeah. This just feels like... I miss you guys. It's been 8 days, and so I want to say goodbye. We do the Texas 10-minute goodbye.
No,
not so much. Okay.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.